Chapter 1. Sam. Midtown, Atlanta, Georgia. Day of event. Sam Wallace pulled his cell phone from his pocket and dialed 911 as he bolted across a parking lot after his murder witness Tara Hobbs and the three armed Russo brothers chasing her.
Atlanta 911, what's your emer-?
The call cut off, so he pocketed the phone, drew his pistol, and ran diagonally between the apartment buildings with the aim of emerging around the far corner just as Tara passed, cutting off the hitmen in the process. He timed it perfectly.
"Stop right there and put your hands in the air!"
Sam shouted, pointing his pistol at the men. The men dove in different directions and began firing. Sam spun back around the corner and dropped to the ground as bullets whizzed past. He rolled and returned fire, dropping the perp closest to him while the other two concentrated their fire in Sam's direction. Sam stood and took off in the opposite direction in search of Tara. As he rounded the far end of the next building, he collided with her, knocking her to the ground.
"What the? Not you again? Leave me alone,"
she said, rolling away from him. "The district attorney sent me to offer you protection," Sam said, reaching down and yanking Tara to her feet.
"That's what you said last time, and look where I am now."
Tara pulled herself free and stood looking around with her hands on her head. As the criminal investigator for Unicoi County, Tennessee, Sam had often made that offer to witnesses. Unfortunately for Tara, she had run off to Atlanta, and Nigel Corbin's hired killers had caught up to her before Sam could get her into protective custody.
"Let's go,"
Sam said, grabbing her wrist. Tara resisted, but only briefly, before giving in and running with Sam back the way he had come. He led her into the nearest stairwell.
"What are you doing in Atlanta? I told you I'm not going back to Tennessee, and I'm not testifying against Nigel."
Tara Hobbs was the prosecution's star witness. They needed her testimony to put her lover away for the murder of Misty Blue and bring justice to Misty's family. Sam looked at his cell phone's blank screen. He tried swiping, then held the power button on the side of the phone for several seconds, waiting to see the familiar Fruit logo appear, but the screen remained stubbornly black.
"It's dead. Do you have a phone?"
Sam asked.
"Yes,"
she said, pulling her phone from her pocket.
"Call 911 and report this. We need to get some police presence over here,"
Sam said, peering around the door jamb into the long hallway. Tara swiped her screen and tapped on it a few times.
"It's dead."
Sam clenched his jaw and cursed.
"Follow me. Let's see if we can get to my Bronco. I have a burner phone there."
He tried to recall when he'd last charged the phone. If it was dead, too, he would need to drive Tara to the police station to keep her safe. Sam and Tara sprinted to the end of the hall, and Sam stuck his head out of the entrance doorway to look for the two remaining Russos.
"Stick close," Sam said.
He and Tara flew out the door and across the front yard toward the apartment complex's playground, dropping to a crouch behind a row of shrubs that enclosed the play area. Seeing neither of the Russo brothers, Sam rose slightly and fished inside the front pocket of his jeans for his keys, wishing he could just press a button on a modern key fob to unlock his 1973 Bronco. He handed the keys to Tara.
"You go first. You'll have to unlock it. Make it quick. We need to jump in and get the hell out of here. We'll call the police on the way to the station."
Alarm flashed across Tara's face. Sam touched her shoulder.
"You can do this," he said in a low, even tone. "See that blue Bronco?"
he asked, pointing. She nodded.
"We're going to run like hell and drop down behind the front fender by the driver's door."
She started to put the keys into her pocket, but Sam stopped her.
"No, hold on to them. Have them ready to slide into the lock the second you get there. Unlock the door, then jump in and start the engine."
"What are you going to be doing?"
"Watching our back. I'll be right behind you, ready to fire at those guys if they pop up,"
Sam said.
"After you start the truck, climb over into the passenger seat and pop open the glove box. The phone's in there. Call 911. Tell them there's been a shooting and give them this location."